your brothers and or sisters?
No.
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three, four. Keep track of yourselves. That's it. One, two, three, four. Do you know who you are? Yes. Andrew. Did you get it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
And are you good day?
Recently I was told...
One moment.
Yes.
Notice that sometimes we can say no and say yes in the next minute. Because things have changed. Sometimes when we say no, it's for the purpose of eliciting a change within you that will allow us to say yes. How you responded when we said no allowed us to say yes. Do you follow? And that is a clue for you as to how to access the rest of the information you seek on that topic. All right?
Okay.
Begin with Andrew and work your way down the alphabet. Yes, number one. Good day.
Good
you
day.
Were told?
I was told recently that I am not fully human in this lifetime, that I'm part ET.
Yes, well,
and that
you have what?
What?
All of
us. Good, okay. I thought it was kind of a stage play, but...
Yes. Now, understand. Mm-hmm. The idea at this point is that there are a number of blended genetics in all of humanity. There are different reasons for different individuals to recognize, realize, and or connect in an aware way to that idea. You don't all have to. And you don't all want to.
Mm-hmm.
For positive and or negative reasons. But all of you, at this point, are all mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely will agree with that.
And so now it's not so much the issue that you are genetically many different things, but what you think you need to do with that idea on the earth.
Okay.
So, what will you do with that idea on the earth? Because you are, after all, as best as can be said in a general context, human.
Okay. And it was stated that I'm a catalyst for change for others.
I see. And do you understand this and or relate to it?
That's what I've been trying to understand. I look at it, the places I end up or I am put as where that could be true.
All right. Well, when you are told things like that,
mm-hmm.
what does it invoke within your imagination as to how to interpret such a thing? Or what to do with such information?
Yeah.
Ponder.
Ponder, yes. Well, whatever I want to do with it.
Thank you. It is as simple as that, if you let it be. Okay. Follow your joy. Follow your highest excitement. That is who you are. That vibration is who you are. And that will allow you to be the shining example you need to be, whether you're aware of it or not. Being a catalyst doesn't mean you have to be aware that you are.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is be yourself as best as you can be. You will be a catalyst. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no offense, it's so rare when any of you are really yourselves, you will stand out. Believe me. People will not but be able to help notice. And you will then be, in a sense, a catalyst in whatever way they choose to relate to you. Being a catalyst doesn't mean that they all of a sudden have to feel like being sweetness and light.
Mm-hmm.
But being a catalyst means you are willing to be the trigger for whatever serves them best in their choice. Do you follow?
Yes.
Which is why all the things we share with all of you, no matter what it is we say works for us, if you decide it doesn't work for you, we don't care. Because we love you too much to insist that you have to believe what we say. Because we know that there are no accidents. You will get out of it what you wish. You will apply the information how you wish, to where you wish, when you wish. And that's as it should be. And that's as we would only wish it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Very much.
Does this address your situation?
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Number two. And to you, good day.